Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I am so excited to bring you another fabulous author today. She has a new book out, Leap of Perception, and this topic in her book just really fascinates me, and it's a very practical book, and forward-thinking towards our future, help us deal with the overwhelm of our past, fast-paced world we're living in now. I know we're all feeling that. And my guest is Penny Pierce. I've had her on the show before. She was when she had her book out called Frequency. And now she has this new book, Leap of Perception, The Transforming Power of Your Attention. And she's going to share with us what the perception of the future is and how we can get there now. But Penny Pierce is a well-respected international expert on intuition and perception. She's a gifted clairvoyant, empath, and visionary, and a pioneer in the intuition development movement. She's worked around the world as a coach and trainer to business and government leaders, psychologists, scientists, and those on a spiritual path since 1977. And one of the organizations that Penny has been affiliated with is the Kaiser Institute, which trains hospital CEOs in the development of intuitive skills. And her books are used in training programs and universities. She also is the author of Frequency and The Intuitive Way, The Present Moment, Dream Dictionary for Dummies, Dreams for Dummies. The list goes on. Her website is www.pennypierce.com, and that's PennePierce. So in this book, she states that we are perceiving ourselves and the world in a radically new way now. And in this book, she gives us exercises to develop our perception skills to help us navigate our lives and become a new kind of human being, living in a new kind of malleable, immediately responsive world. And the result of this transformative leap of perception will be many new human abilities that previously have been thought to be supernatural and an entirely new understanding of a multidimensional life. So it's actually pretty exciting. I'm so glad to have you here, Penny. Welcome to Voices of Women.
Oh, I'm glad to be back. Thanks.
Well, I just really am fascinated with this topic. You know, and there's a lot of information now on the brain and the abilities of the brain and then the connection with the heart, you know, the work with heart math. And so tell us a little bit about how you came to write this book and how you get your information.
Okay. Yeah, I started off many years ago working with intuition and being really fascinated with what that was and how it worked, and you know, wrote a whole book on it, did lots of trainings on it, and that sort of led me to start looking under the surface of reality, the outer world, you know, to see what was going on in the underworld, in the energy world, and then correlate those energy worlds with what might be happening physically, you know, almost like in a precognitive way. And so that became a habit, and I guess I would call it now correlation, you know, where I looked in the non-physical and the physical and the non-physical, always connecting them together. And eventually that led me to write Frequency, which was really, I guess, the world had gotten to a point where it was vibrating faster, and that whole idea that we are actually energy beings, not just physical bodies, became palatable. You know, you could actually understand it finally, that we are all made of energy, we all vibrate at different levels, and we're living in a sea of energy, and there are vibrations everywhere, and really frequency is kind of working with frequency is a new art form, you know. So that's what frequency was. And then beyond that, after I finished all that and, you know, I had to live it myself, then the next thing that started really popping into my head was that as we raise our frequency and actually go through the transformation process, because the accelerating energy, I think, on the planet is changing our bodies, is changing our emotions, our minds, because everything's going faster. And so that's going to change the way we understand reality. And literally, it's going to change reality. And so then I started thinking, well, how will this happen? And what will it be like? You know, what is transformation, you know, and what's coming? So this was what prompted me to do the book. And in terms of how I write or how I get it, I have a loose outline. And then the book kind of writes itself in its own way anyway. It's like, I always say I have the writers in the sky, you know, and they help me. But sometimes, especially in this book, new explanations of things came through that I hadn't thought of before, and they just came out. And then things started kind of tied together. So it's been a fascinating process.
Well, it seems like it, because it feels very different. I was reading some of the exercises, and like just that whole thing of broadening our scope, our eyes of what we're seeing. We're so laser focused in our society, besides being multitasking, which is sort of all these different compartments and everything's all mixed up and you're doing this and you're doing that. The other thing of just focusing on one thing and solid focusing, there was this sort of, you described soft vision of expanding out.
Mm.
And that allows for new perceptions to come in. Like, I don't know, there's sort of this whole different aspect of seeing that you describe in your book.
Yes. It's a huge process that's underway, actually. And I think that, if I back up just a little bit, I think that what's happening is that, you know, the acceleration of the energy and consciousness on the planet, and I think it's in the physical Earth and it's in the non-physical Earth and it's in our physical body and in our non-physical bodies, that we are just going so fast now, actually, that the old way of perceiving is just way too slow, you know, mm-hmm. and that old perception is linear, right? It's,
mm-hmm.
It's like cause and effect thinking. You have to do A, B, C, D, and E in that order in order to get the result. And it's kind of slow anymore. We're starting to notice that there are almost instantaneous repercussions of certain kinds of thinking. You know, you think it and it happens. And so it's just a sign. It's kind of like everything's coming into the present moment now. It's getting so fast that it's all in the present moment. And as that happens, this is when the perceptual shift is going to occur, too. So that really, transformation, to me, is a perceptual shift. From one, I call it an underlying geometry of perception, to a new underlying geometry of perception. It's the way you see the world. It's geometric, actually. So we're moving from that linear way to a new way that is very spherical and holographic and works with spirals rather than straight lines.
Yes, and it brings in that feminine. It's the area that I work in the sense of, you know, we're doing circle leadership. You think of women's energy of being in a spiral. Women kind of think in a spiral. Sometimes drives men crazy because we talk out loud, thinking things through, talking in a circle, and they're like, get to the point. Well, we are getting to the point. We just do it in a different way.
There are
so
many
it's
points.
Like,
that's the holographic part of it, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard to understand it at first because we're trying to understand it from within our old habit of linear perception, when really the whole way of knowing is going to shift. And, you know, it's hard to understand it until you get there, but that's what I've been trying to do in this book. There are stages to the transformation process, and there are, I call them new attention skills that are going to be indicative of the new kind of perception, the new reality. And I think that new reality, really, I call it the intuition age, partly because I think we've been evolving over time. You know, we started kind of if you go back a little ways, with the Industrial Age, and that was very much oriented toward the physical world, the body. You know, everything was very mechanical then, and in time and space. And then that, you know, I guess we developed computers, and that made those machines got really fast. And then that sent us leaping into the information age, where we went to the mind and became mental, you know, and much less physical, but the information was almost like units and bytes and objects, you know, but it was still linear. You know, we're processing information in a linear way.
And there's so much of it that it's hard to take it in that
way
now, too.
That's it. And that's what this acceleration is doing to us, is that the way the information age has been functioning, it's just it can't go on that way much longer because we don't have time and space enough to process in a linear fashion all the information that's available to us. And so there's a different way of knowing. And it partly is about the difference between the left brain's way of knowing and the right brain's way of knowing. And, of course, right brain perception is very intuitive. Left brain perception is very analytical and compartmentalized. Everything's defined, it's preserved, it's guarded, you know, and the left brain basically perceives things that came from the past and makes rules about it and then projects that into the future. So it sort of misses the present moment altogether.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you may be totally inappropriate when you're going off of left brain knowledge for actually what's happening right now.
Yeah, and there's so much, I mean, that intuitive place, you know, they talk about that's like going to your feelings, going to your heart, going to your gut, mm-hmm. and learning. You almost have to train yourself to learn what's coming through to you rather than going to the mind and getting in that linear way. Well, it is a new habit, and some people do it naturally, and some people need to learn it, and you can learn it. I mean, I've been in a training for 22 years, and it's what we work on, and it's peeling away the layers so that you can get to what's inside you instead of always going outside and looking outside for the answers. It really is in all of us, and that's what the intuition age is all about. Well, this is Chris Danis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We're going to come back and talk more about this topic with Penny Pierce, author of Leap of Perception.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and I'm talking with Penny Pierce, author of her new book, Leap of Perception. And we were talking about that. I love it, Leap of Perception, because it is that sense of you're talking about leaping into this new way of being in our minds and how we operate in the world. But let's talk about attention, why it's so important today. There's so much fragmentation, and because of that, even shallow attention, things you can only get things on a superficial level because it's all you can take in because there's so much there. Mm-hmm. And there's so many distractions. That's what I'm bad at that, trying to... You know, I get very easily distracted, and I know many others that do too. And so then where's your focus on getting what you really want to get done and what you came here to do?
Right. Exactly. Well, you know, I think that part of making the shift from the old kind of perception, which is linear, and you're doing things in a row, you know, one, two, three, discrete things separated from each other by empty space, and you have to cross that empty space with willpower, and it's kind of slow, and it's effortful, and it actually is fairly exhausting. When you come into the present moment, there's one thing with you in each moment, and if you stay in the moment, it kind of regulates itself. And so there's a little bit of a hint here about how to unify the world a little more, so that you don't feel your attention split so much, because linear perception splits our attention. The new kind of perception is spherical, and it feels like you're sitting in the middle of a big ball of awareness, which you could also think of as your aura or your personal field of energy. It's inside of you, and it's all around you. It vibrates at the level that you've chosen to vibrate at, you know, whether it's negative and complaining or positive and growing, then anything that happens in your reality comes out of that field, right? And it has to match the vibration of that field. So part of the thing about the new perception is that when you, I call it striking the tuning fork, you know, of your home frequency, of the way you want to feel, your preferred state, and you stay in that, and you saturate with it, and you saturate your reality with it, then reality starts to shift, and the things that come to you are just right. It doesn't fragment you. It happens very efficiently in the moment, and other people help you, and things happen faster and more easily and smoothly. So that's one way that, you know, the perception is changing. There's a sense that things are becoming... in other words, if you're in the center of a ball and you can expand and contract that ball around you to either include more or less of the total unified field, if you can get that picture, it's like you're breathing and this ball goes out and it might be huge and very abstract and you might understand people in other countries or other dimensions, and then you can shrink it down and focus on like writing a birthday card to somebody. You know, and then open it back up again. And we're breathing in and out through this unified field of consciousness and energy. So we have to have, that's a new model. Then everything is inside that ball with us. It's not outside over there, separate from us, and it takes no willpower to understand it, know it, or have it. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, it's kind of, I think it's, it's a new concept in a way that, but I think what you're saying is like being aware of everything that surrounds you, and you control what you want to bring into that. Cause like you said, you can make your ball bigger or the sphere around you or smaller, depending on what your focus needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the idea, like it reminds me of like, okay, writing a book. If you sit there and try to, okay, what am I going to write? Oh, I got to write ABC. And you go in that linear mode versus you just allow yourself to expand.
Right.
And take in everything around you that's available.
Yeah.
It's like,
if you expand the ball, for instance, and realize that there is nothing besides the present moment. The ball is the present moment. The ball is your conscious mind. It is your reality. And if you expand it, let's say you want to write a book, and you allow it to get really big, well, then the ball encompasses the entire book in its process and in its final form. It's in you now. All you have to do is change your vibration. Like, for instance, raise your vibration enough that you become one with the vibration of the book, and pretty soon it's real. It's not a cause and effect thing. It's like the future is now a higher frequency of the present moment.
Well, there's a lot of trust that has to happen, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you have to have a lot of trust because...
Well, you have to actually experience it. You have to do the meditations and exercises so that you can feel this non-physical inner blueprint. And then you'll know. But one thing I think is interesting that's happening because of the acceleration is that the vibration of the physical plane is increasing in frequency so that it's getting closer and closer to the vibration of the non-physical reality. That means that we're starting to be able to have kind of bleed through, you know, from the non-physical to the physical and the physical back into the non-physical, and they're exchanging energies very easily now. They're not so separated. So that the non-physical reality is much more visible and real to us. That means that materializing things, you know, bringing things from the imaginal realm into the physical realm takes very little time. It's all in the moment with you. It's just a matter of keeping your attention on it, like a little movie you're creating in your imagination. Keep your attention on it and don't force it. No willpower involved. Just love it. And engage with it, and it will drop down in vibration until it becomes physical and it's around you as a living movie. You know, so
yeah,
it's a different model. You see, it's not projecting that goal out ahead of you. But
yeah, it's not putting it out there. It's bringing it into you versus we tend to project out, like, mm-hmm. What do I want? I've got to go get it.
It's separate from me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's separate. And then this way is like allowing it to come into you because... It is you.
It doesn't even come into you. It's already in you.
It's in you, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, but because you have to even watch our language because we have ways of, we talk with, you know, language that's linear.
Oh, yeah, that's so true.
You know what I mean? It's like very subtle and these changes, but all you know, everything we need is already in us. It's at different frequencies. And as soon as you change your consciousness and attention and put it at a different frequency, you'll have that reality.
So I can give you a concrete example of this, because that's actually how Woman of Wisdom started.
Uh-huh.
So I was in a healing, I'd read a book, Feminine Face of God. Then I was in a healing group where someone said, you need to be an advocate for women, which I had no clue what that meant. This is back in 92.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had an aha moment 2 weeks later where it just was, things were crystal clear and the idea popped in my head like, oh, we need to bring women like these from the book to, I was on the board at Unity. And then it was very clear, no, we need to make it a week-long conference and create community. And it was like, so it was around my etheric, because that's what she saw, the healer saw around me. It was there in my sphere.
Yes, in your sphere.
And then it came into reality when I caught up with that.
Was
in my sphere. It caught up and came into my brain because I had this crystal clear moment. So just to get, I mean, sometimes we need concrete examples of how this works. And that's that is an example of how that works because it was around me. People saw it. And when I was ready for it, then I saw it or heard it too.
Mm-hmm. And as soon as you keep your attention on it, you don't have to will it into form. If you love it, it'll come to you.
Well, yeah. I didn't, because I didn't even know what she meant by being an advocate.
Yeah. Woman.
I had no clue, and I didn't try to figure it out. I just went, oh, that's interesting. And that's that. It's kind of a yin way of doing it. Instead of pushing and being in that yang way of, okay, I got to make this happen, it's allowing it to come forward.
That's right. And it's another example of, you know, left brain perception tends to be kind of yang, I would say. It's not just in men, but it is accentuated in men because there are fewer connecting fibers between the left and right side of the brain with men. So they do one side and then the other separately, unilaterally. Women have many more fibers connecting the sides of the brain, so we're more bilateral, harder to separate or compartmentalize often, you know, and so much more merged and unified already with the inside and the outside worlds. But, you know, I think that left brain perception, because it compartmentalizes things and locks it down, it really leads to linear perception. Right brain perception, because it's totally open and even doesn't even have language, right? It has direct immersion in life. It's communion. It's you know, merging with everything, and it's direct knowing. So that if you go into your right brain to access and allow the right brain to be the wisdom leader of your life, and the left brain is the implementer, you know, where we have it opposite these days. You know, our culture is the left brain culture. Our educational system is a left brain system. It teaches left brain dominance. And now we're trying to reverse that, you see, so that the right brain can bring the guidance from the soul, from the collective consciousness, into us, and it can kind of stew around in there and register on us and slowly make its way into the aha, you know,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
We can make it conscious, and then once it's conscious, we don't have to lock it in and live from it forever. Then we go back to the right brain and get more immediate guidance in the next moment.
Yeah, and it falls with my teachings is, you know, yin comes first and then yang. It's like the energy of the yin. And same thing you're talking of, the right brain and then allowing the left brain to move forward and then be in that flow of that back and forth. Mm-hmm. And so it's fascinating, you know, this whole brain thing. And we are such a left brain society and so linear, and how our corporations are run. And that's one of the things I'm trying to do is change, you know, the model of have a circular kind of leadership, which is shared and everybody's voices is included. And that's the sort of the macrocosm and a bigger scale versus we do that for ourselves too. Well, this is Chris Danish. You're listening to Voices of Women, and we're going to come back and talk more with Penny Pierce. We're going to talk about how to develop your attention skills.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Questions in Consciousness. People just like you who want to shift and change what isn't working for them, who want to shift and change what isn't working on the planet. Questions. That's about shifting and changing whatever isn't working for you. Consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. Questions in Consciousness. A telecall with like-minded people from all around the world, which gives you the place and space to ask what isn't working for you.
For more information, go to questionsinconsciousness.net. That's questionsinconsciousness.net.
We're back on Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and the song you heard is from our Woman Wisdom CD, in which we have some amazing women singers who've been part of Woman Wisdom over the years, such as Holly Near, Rhiannon, and Libby Roderick. And you can purchase that CD on our website. Just go to www.womenofwisdom.org. So I'm talking with Penny Pierce, author of Leap of Perception. And Penny, first, why don't you give your contact information and websites where people can find your books and connect with you?
Okay, yeah, my website is just my name, so it's pennypierce.com, but my name is spelled oddly, so it's P-E-N-N-E-Y, and then P-E-I-R-C-E. Everything's on my website.
Great. So we've been talking a lot about perception and left brain, right brain, and multitasking, and let's talk about that, like... because so many of us multitask, and it gets, some of us are very gifted at it, and yet it also gets a little overwhelming. And I know I was just telling you, I'm switching to kind of get more focused. Okay, just do one thing right now, because mm-hmm. you can do that other thing the next moment.
Yes. Well, I think part of shifting into this new perception has a lot to do with using your attention in a very skillful way, meaning that it's important to understand that whatever you place attention on comes alive, and you make a live connection with it. So it's like the inner world and the outer world become one. They get connected. And the longer you pay attention to something and hold your attention on it, you don't have to use willpower, but just be with it. The more you merge with it, the more it unveils itself to you, the more it reveals, and the more communion you feel with it. And then pretty soon you understand that it's full of life, and that life is the same as that's inside you. And then you say, oh, that's me. That's another form of me. And you start to find this kind of oneness or unity just by paying attention. So when you multitask a lot and you have very shallow attention for short, short periods of time on a lot of variety, there's not an opportunity to fall in or feel into the world. You're skimming along the surface, and what that does is it keeps us out of touch with our soul and with that deep, deep quality of consciousness and energy that's inside matter. And we get stuck in the world of matter, and you know what I mean? You know, it's like you feel out of touch eventually. And that, I think, if we keep doing it, it's going to cause us to feel very spiritually adrift. Do you know what I mean? It's too shallow. So I don't know whether there's going to be a backlash or what from so much use of computers and cell phones and iPads and all of this. I call it screen addiction. People are going to suddenly start to understand that, hey, wait a minute, I have powers that are much greater than my machines. And my only hope on this is that we see a lot of TV shows now that are all about the superheroes,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's kind of an interesting genre that's emerging where none of them are using gadgets. It's all their own powers.
Right. There's that TV show Touch, and there's The Mentalist, and they're starting
Yeah. And it is true. If we start going into this new kind of perception by using our attention very clearly and skillfully, we're going to discover things about ourselves that used to seem supernatural, but they're going to be natural.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're heading to a point where attention is going to reveal things like telepathy, precognition, things that used to be just psychics had them, but now everybody's going to have it because it's that kind of knowledge is existing at a higher frequency, and we're at that frequency now.
Yeah, and so it's important that you're talking about tuning into the frequency, and that means going inside and feeling your frequency and then and being aware of the frequency around you. And then you talked about, you know, skimming on the first surface, and I think people, they're looking for something more meaningful, more deeper, and that means maybe they have to make some changes. Because if you're skimming and, you know, the information age of going on the computer and skimming everywhere and going this website, that website, going to Facebook, posting all these things, how are you getting to that the depth that you really want in your life?
That's right. And, you know, of course, I've read how, you know, having your cell phone ring kind of fires off some dopamine or, you know, some of those chemicals that give us a sense of love. In the brain, but I don't think it's very deep. You know, it's an addictive kind of thing. It's not real love. It's not that sense of, you know, love to me is something where you find the oneness, you find the self, you find the similarity in things, and basically you're becoming one with something like a greater experience of the self, more and more and more, and there's a revelation that continually evolves. And, you know, it's just like this unending joy that you start to feel that, oh, I am this. Oh, my gosh, I never realized this is who I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that higher consciousness, the intuition age consciousness, is going to be full of that sort of thing where we're part of a collective. We're part of a huge family. We understand that we're inside each other. Everyone's inside your ball of reality, you know? We're helping each other constantly. There is no real enemy in that world. There's nothing outside you to be able to be dangerous enough to attack you because they're not outside you. It's all oneself, you know? And when you get that revelation, it really changes the way you are in the world. You know, there's no need for negative emotion and violence and trying to get attention because everybody already knows about you. They're already helping you.
Yeah, and there is that need for, I think that's that cell phone thing, that need to feel, well, oh, someone's needing me, they're calling me.
Yes.
Well, you know, and we're talking about this attention, and it's really how we get into this is being in the flow. And so one of your exercises is on feel the turn in the flow.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of your attention. Can you share that exercise with us?
Well, it's sort of like we don't stay with anything long enough to understand this, but say you're in the middle of an activity and place your attention in that activity and be with it 100%, then you'll notice if you stay with it that your attention will wane. It might be that you get bored or that another thing pops into your mind and you start to go in a new direction. But still, that is something to be in. That's part of the flow, that shifting. Then you'll often we have this sense that we're in between activities, that nothing's happening. You know, I have part A, then part B, then part C, and we have these, like, separate little, you know, beads on a string. But actually, it's one flow. So if you pay attention and you notice what is actually in the between motion, you know, you're doing something, you're thinking something, you are alive, you're active right there, and that is turning into and turning into and turning into something else and something else. So if you can stay conscious for a while of the transitions, you know, between activities, you'll see that it's all activity. And yet also there's a spaciousness. So you might have action and then you might have space. But in the space, something's happening too. You know, so it's a way of bringing mindfulness and consciousness into your experience. It's very important. It's like really bringing your attention to your life.
Well, in that space, you talk about the space between those thoughts or activities. It's like, a couple words come to mind. One, nothingness, but it's also everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's potentiality. It's being in a state of grace. It's, you know, I remember times of feeling that. And I think it's hard to capture it because they're sort of fleeting moments.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not used to thinking that way.
You can enter it any moment just by stopping your internal dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
Because your left brain is always talking, right, when you're awake. If you just pause the dialogue, and sometimes I just close my eyes, and especially if I'm sitting in a room, I just say, okay, all you thoughts, they're like little flies or something buzzing around. I say, just go out of the room for now. And I push them out into the outside or into another space, so that I'm sitting in a room that has nothing bothering me, you know, just quiet. And it's so peaceful. And I just sit in that silence, that big open space, and then slowly, as you keep your attention in it, the soul starts to come through. You start to feel this kind of warm, bright quality that's just totally present, and it's so at peace. And then when you get into that, then what starts to happen, it starts to get creative, and it'll start surfacing interesting ideas that are on purpose for you, that come out of your own energy, not just the riffraff of the left brain, you know. And so I think it's important to develop that quality of shifting into the right brain by getting very quiet in those spacious times, because they're very full of the true self.
Mm-hmm. And we can do that too. I'm thinking of times that I've done that purposely. Is when this summer I'm going to meditate. I'm going to paint my living room, because it's an activity where I don't have to be thinking. Thoughts can come and go, and from that actually birth this radio show, because I got a call and I went, oh, aha, this is what I called for this summer. Or one summer it was doing gardening, because I love doing things with my hands, and it takes you out of your normal routines. You're focusing on painting and making beauty in your house.
Yes.
But other things kind of flow in, and it's a nice way of being. Well, this is Chris Danis. We're talking to Penny Pierce. We're going to come back and talk more. Stay tuned.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellness1.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellness1.net.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I have Penny Pierce here today, author of Leap of Perception. So we were just talking about connecting with our soul, and tell us a little bit more about that. I think it relates to all that you're in your book and what you've been sharing about our frequency and being when we're in tune with our frequency and raise our frequency, we're going to get more in tune with our soul, what our soul is calling for us to do, what's our destiny here. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit more of how people can find that life purpose. And
well, I think that, you know, we are already fairly enlightened. We are souls, and I think when we incarnate and come into the body, we get covered over by a big wet blanket, and that blanket is about the beliefs everyone has collectively about that the earth is a place of suffering and pain and, you know, negative emotion, and we end up having a lot of clutter around us in our energy field. And those are, you know, beliefs and negative thinking and so forth. And really, if you can clear the clutter and become transparent, like let go of a lot of fixed ideas and let yourself be in the moment, let yourself be in the flow and trust that, then what happens is you are what you are. Then the soul is what you are, and it is never left. And it's not like you have to find it. It's always there. You just have to get rid of the wet blanket, and then it comes through. And when the soul comes through, you have also a connection to all souls because you start to move into this merger with consciousness and energy. I know this sounds kind of abstract, but you expand so that you see that other people are actually inside your energy field and you're inside theirs. You're mutually inclusive. And if that keeps expanding and you get more and more people in your field and you're inside more and more people, pretty soon you have this giant collective consciousness. It's like one big universal mind, one big universal heart, and one big soul, really, at the end. And that is what comes through us when we can open up enough and raise our vibration enough. And when that happens, you know, we can be geniuses, you know? We can, like, create together, not just alone, isolated by ourselves, but create with others some things that are just so amazing that we would never have thought it possible. And I see that's what's coming for us. And we're not, you know, guarding our individuality and having to get lots of attention, because if you separate yourself from the whole, it doesn't serve the whole. You know, if you have self-sacrifice and suffering these days, it doesn't help anybody. You know, so acting like a victim is a waste of time. And we start to get that. The higher the consciousness gets, the more you start to understand that there are very subtle forms of violence. Do you know what I mean? It's like just by acting like you're not getting anything from people, it's a big lie. People are feeding you your life force constantly. You know, and that's a form of lack of appreciation or lack of understanding of how much really is being given. And we stop acting that way eventually because it doesn't work.
Yeah, and being a victim doesn't get you anywhere, and that's probably one of the main things I think people have to heal. And you see it around you. You see when people are being in the victim dynamic,
mm-hmm.
and it's and then they perceive the world is out to get them. Mm-hmm. So it's just it starts with you. It's not people doing things to you. It's how you are perceiving things.
I remember hearing Stephen Levine once at a talk, and he said that people think they're enlightened, but if you can still be offended, you're not enlightened.
Oops, and that accounts for most of us on this world, you know, because we still get triggered, you know, and much as work as we've done, there are still our trigger points, and that just shows us they're there to show us what we need to heal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, in your book, because a lot of this, you know, being able to reach that place is we're needing skills. We're needing the gifts of writers like you. And so the last part of your book, you talk about the attention skills that you can develop for this intuition age. So why don't you just, we have a few minutes, just go over what those are.
Well, one of them is to develop direct knowing, which is a kind of higher level of intuition where you let yourself receive energy information right straight through your body, right directly into your whole energy field, so that right in each moment you know exactly what you need to know and you trust that flow and just act from it, right in the flow with it, you know, and it's really elegant. The next one is to develop this new spherical and holographic perception, which is complicated to describe, but I show you in the book how to go into it and how it's different from the old linear perception. And then undivided attention. We were talking about this already, you know, but the distraction, the fragmentation we have with the way we place attention on things. If you can really stay in an undivided state with it, you're going to be able to materialize realities instantly, do all kinds of amazing things. The next one would be practicing the flow attention. So really understanding flow, which is not so much that you're moving forward in a line like a sine wave, but it's more like physics where we have the particle and the wave. So in one moment, here we are in the physical world, and in the next millisecond, we've blinked out, and we're in the non-physical world, kind of setting up the next movement, you know. And so it's form, no form, create, release, you know, come in, go out. That's the flow. And so it has very much to do with the creation cycle and staying in tune with that. The next one would be unified field attention, which is really understanding that we are part of a huge field of consciousness and energy in which everyone participates. We're all part of it. And so if you can identify with the unified field and feel yourself becoming that, everything's inside you. It's a whole different way to know things. It's direct. Then the next thing is the collective consciousness and the collective self. How do you understand yourself as both an individuality, a personal self, and I am us, you know, and understanding soul groups, for instance, that you're part of these collectives of knowledge. And that's going to be very important in the future.
Yes, and we're going to have to stop there. I think people are going to have to get the book to see the others and read about these because there's a lot of information and practices to, and you know, it's developing skills in this. So I just want everybody to check out Penny's book, Leap of Perception. Website is pennypierce.com, PennePierce. And, of course, everybody knows you can go to Amazon. You can probably buy the book on her website, all that. I really encourage you to check out the book. I want to leave everyone with this thought today. Perception. See how life can shift for you when you are being present in the moment to all that is around you. So I want to remind people you can sign up for the Woman in Wisdom newsletter and find out about all our events going on. We have red tents now. We have a pampering day at the end of June looking for practitioners who offer any kind of pampering, healing, body work, you name it. Contact us at wow@womenofwisdom.org. It's in Seattle. And also go to womenofwisdom.org to sign up for the newsletter. And what else do I have? Well, also my book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Woman. It's an award-winning book, an Amazon bestseller, a great gift, and for yourself. You want to read about all the different aspects of the divine feminine from different viewpoints of different wonderful women and artists and poets and all that, that's in the book. And you can also get that at womanofwisdom.org. Next week, I will be interviewing another fabulous person. And I'm blanking out on who it is, but it's up on my website and on the Transformation Talk Radio website, if you look for Chris Stainis. So this is Chris Stainis. I'm so glad you came with us today to participate in the Voices of Women show. I hope everyone has a great weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Stainis.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.